In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 20, November 2nd, 1926, and we're on the fifth paragraph. Jesus just explained to Louisa, she was in this conversation with our Blessed Mother, you know, basically, you're the queen, you're the mother, you're the perfect order between heaven and earth. She goes, why didn't you bring the divine will on earth? What's the reason? And at that moment, she says, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior and all goodness told me, Louisa, my daughter, the mission of my inseparable mother was for the longed for Redeemer. Remember that. The mission of the Blessed Mother was for the longed for Redeemer. That's why most times when you see an image of Our Lady, she's holding the baby Jesus. She says, this is what Jesus says, and Our Lady accomplished it perfectly. So her job was to bring the longed for Redeemer on earth, the Messiah on earth. And she accomplished it perfectly. So we understand the mission of the Blessed Mother. That's why when you go to the Blessed Mother, she always presents to us her son, Jesus. However, and then he says, you must know. Now, you must know is a command from Jesus. And if you haven't read the book, You Must Know, it's compiling all the times Jesus said to Louisa, you must know this to understand the divine will. If you understand this, you knowing this, you begin to learn the why and the how the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. So he says to us through Louisa, you must know this, that everything that both Our Lady and I, Jesus, did in substance, its source and primary cause, was the kingdom of my divine will. So he says to Louisa, yes, the kingdom of redemption took place. He says, but he says, everything that I did in substance, source, and primary cause was that the kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven, which means this kingdom of redemption isn't complete yet. Okay? So what is God doing? He's saying, you have to understand there's more to come. There's more that's going to happen. So he says, however, since redemption was necessary in order for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, though in our interior acts, there was the kingdom of the fiat, Jesus says. On the outside, he says very, very clearly that we were all intent. This is the triune God was all intent and occupied with the kingdom of redemption. Jesus and Mary were all intent on occupied. Their whole life was that the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of redemption had to come first. On the other hand, your mother, your mission, Louisa. So here we see the mission of Jesus and the mission of Mary. The mission of Jesus is also by him being crucified, sacrificed on Calvary, the Lamb of God. The kingdom was here on earth in a visible form. When you look at Christ crucified, when you meditate on Christ crucified, you see the King. He is crowned. We see the King. He is on his throne. He took upon himself our death. He took upon himself our suffering. He took upon himself our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. He died on the cross. This is the mission of Jesus. Why? So that the kingdom of redemption would be here. And now he says to Louisa, now I'm going to explain to you, Louisa, so that you could put it down on paper for us who are going to read it, what your mission. He says, while we were occupied, Jesus and Mary occupied in the kingdom of redemption, on the other hand, your mission is exclusively for the kingdom of the supreme will. This newborn, your mission, Louisa, is exclusively for the kingdom of the supreme will. And everything that the sovereign queen and I did, Jesus says, is at your disposal to help you, Louisa, to stand in for you, Louisa, because you're nothing but a blade of grass, to give you, Louisa, this access to the divine majesty in order for you, Louisa, to impetrate, to beg, to plead, to ask God incessantly for the coming of the kingdom of the eternal fiat. Okay, so what is Louisa's mission? Exclusively for the kingdom of the supreme will. Everything that Jesus and Mary did is at your disposal, Louisa. Let's just look at when you're building a house. The foundation supports the building. Everything that Jesus and Mary has done supports what Louisa is now going to do. To stand in for you, Louisa, Jesus says. To give you, Louisa, access to the divine majesty, the new Adam and the new Eve, in order for you, Louisa, to pray, to beg, to plead, to impetrate, to ask incessantly for the coming of the kingdom with every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed. That's what we're learning. We're learning how to pray the way Jesus and Mary taught Louisa, with every heartbeat, in the name of every human being's heartbeat, whoever existed from the beginning of time to the end of time. We become one with Louisa, and then we become one with all of humanity. So Jesus says to Louisa, when you pray in the divine will, God hears everyone praying with your voice. See, the church already teaches us this. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you're the only one in church. You represent all of humanity. So your prayer isn't just for me, and my family. It's for all of humanity. That's how Jesus prayed. That's how Mary prayed. And now Jesus and Mary are showing Louisa how to pray. Like that's why he says very, very clearly, basically to enter into this abundant life. I can't find it at this point. The divine majesty, that's what it is. It's she participates in this divine majesty, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Again, to enter into this is this divine majesty, to impetrate, to ask in every minute, every second, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. May your kingdom come. And Jesus, in the calendar just the other day, Jesus said to Louisa, he's asking us to pray constantly. Praying for what? May your kingdom come. I'm washing the dishes. Why? So your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Wash in my washing. Jesus, you know, pray in the name of everyone who ever washed dishes, praying that the kingdom be established on earth. So every act becomes the act of Jesus, one with Mary. So this is what he says. He says this. You're praying incessantly for the kingdom of God on earth as it is heaven, the eternal fiat of God, in order for you to receive the good of the longed for Redeemer. He says, you, Louisa, should have done your part. But since at that time, you, Louisa, were not there, my mother stood in for you. And now you, Louisa, must stand in for the Blessed Mother on her part, for the kingdom of my divine will. So what you're seeing is you're seeing how this reflection of the Trinity, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, reflects the Trinity. Under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. That's the prayer of the church. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. So Jesus is saying, now you, Louisa, must stand in for the Blessed Mother on her part for the kingdom of my divine will. He says, this is so amazing. We're learning little by little the mission of Louisa. Excuse me. So Mama Mary stood in for the little daughter Louisa, and the little daughter Louisa now stands in for the Blessed Mother. More so, since the Queen of Heaven, this is the Blessed Mother, and was the first daughter of my divine will, because Mary, the Blessed Mother, always lived within our boundaries in the divine will. Mary formed the seas of love, the seas of graces, the seas of adoration, the seas of light. This newborn, this firstborn, our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, the first little daughter of the divine will. Now, since you, Louisa, are the second daughter of my divine will, what is Our Lady's is yours. What is yours is Our Lady's. See, it's a new beginning for all of humanity. Who has the true life of Jesus? What human born of original sin has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary? We're finding out it's Louisa, this newborn, the firstborn of the divine will, the firstborn human of original with original sin. See, it's not only baptism where you're no longer a son and daughter of Adam. You become a son or daughter of God. That's the image of God. Now the likeness of the new Adam, of the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. How do we begin to live this abundant life? Jesus says to Louisa, this is why I've given you, Louisa, and to all those who want it, the book of heaven. And again, Jesus said to Louisa, the divine will is for everyone. But he says, in reality, it's for only those who want it. We want this gift. And he says, now, Louisa, since you are the second daughter of the divine will, what is our Blessed Mother's is yours. What is yours is the Blessed Mother. Because your mother, Mary, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, keeps you, Louisa, as a birth from herself. The true life of Jesus. What is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? We become like her son. We become like her. It's not we become God, or Theotokos, the mother of God, but we share in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. That drop of water is us. We are nothing. Into that cup filled with wine, that drop fuses and diffuses and becomes wine. Now, what Jesus and Mary are showing us is how to live this life of Jesus and Mary. So he says, because your mother keeps you, Louisa, as a birth from herself, Our Lady enjoys her little daughter. And be inside Our Lady's and her own seas in order to impetrate the kingdom of the fiat upon earth that's so longed for by God. He says, Louisa, I want you to be one with Our Lady so that inside these oceans of love, oceans of light, oceans of life, you're going to... It's the divine order to impetrate, to beg for the kingdom of the fiat to come upon earth that's longed for by humanity, but most of all by God. See, therefore, how abundantly your mother Mary makes up for you, Louisa. We got to understand that for us. How abundantly Our Lady makes up for us, giving you, Louisa, all that is hers, even more. Look at Our Lady, the miraculous medal, the rays of light coming from one hand. Is what people receive. The rays, on the other hand, no one receives. We have to stand in the place of all of humanity and say, I don't want anything to go to waste. Anything that nobody wants, I will take. You see, Jesus is saying, I'm looking for the souls who want the divine will more than anything. How abundantly Mary makes up for you, giving you all that is hers. And even more, Our Lady feels honored that this immense ocean of love, of light, of life may serve you, Louisa, and us with Louisa in order to impetrate, call upon the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven. This kingdom that is so holy. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood of the Lord, fell upon the wood of this cross, free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, that all the divine will be divinely healed. And we ask this in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, that this prayer becomes God's command. Amen. God bless you.